አውቃለሁኝ ፍቅርን ወወር አንቺ እንኳን ባትሰጪኝ ማረገ ዛሬ ሳይሻለው ወፋልቼ ማለቴ ስምሽ ማንዶ ላሳው ደጋግሜ ላስብሽ በጸሎት እንዲሰጥሽ እድሜ
This is CITR. You're listening to Shikshukta Radio, Worku Ayalu Show. Good morning, everyone listening out there. Good morning, Worku.
Hi, Daddy. How are you?
I am great. Great to have you back.
Thank you so much. Of course.
It was lots of fun.
I never, ever talk. You're the best.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. What? I'm just joking. Thank you. Well, you always help me out. So thanks, and it's great to have you back here. Again, you're listening to Shikshukta Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. I love these happy beats in the morning, Worku. Such a great way to start your Sunday. And we're transitioning now into Kon Noradi, Nomadic Voice, world music show airing Sundays from 11 to 12 noon. And I would love to hear from you. The number at the station's 822-2487. Lots of stuff to tell you about, remind you about today for the Jazz Fest and for the upcoming Folk Fest. Oh, what an amazing event. Such a beautiful event that happens annually here in Vancouver, and there is a really interesting looking lineup this year specifically, so I can't wait to tell you or to remind you about a few of the gigs that I think look specifically awesome that are happening here. So, you're right, I think I did drink too much coffee today and driving over here listening to some roaring Balkan beats, Queens and Kings. That is an album that I love, love, love so much by Fanfare Kocharla, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't typically drive to that, but it was in the car today, and it has made me absolutely wired in the best possible ways. So, but today, what I have to share with you is some beautiful Latin rhythms, and Latin rhythms that fuse traditional and folk elements with electronica. And so one of the things that I'm going to play for you today is an album that we just received here at the station, Gotan Project's a new album, which is Tango 3.0. And it's a very, very lovely album, very much in line with the first two albums and kind of continuing onwards from there, very much in the same vein, but perhaps expanding more. No huge surprises, but still very, very beautiful. So I will be sharing that with you later on in today's show. So again, thank you for tuning in. This is Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice. I'm Danya. And we're actually going to begin where we left off last week with Nova Lima. Nova Lima is a Peruvian band, a style blending Afro-Peruvian music with electronica, Latin American beats, and other contemporary genres. And they were created in 2001, a musical collective by four Peruvian musicians based in several cities around the world. So let's begin with them. I'm going to play off of their first album that's self-titled, Nova Lima. And I'm going to play for you a few tracks that I think are the best. So see what you think of this. This is Nova Lima on CITR 101.9 FM.
Bachete, siento en mi pecho cuando está de madrugada. Qué dolor siento en mi pecho cuando está de madrugada. El mayoral con su rezo no nos deja descansar. El mayoral con su rezo no nos deja descansar.
Bachete, 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 bachete. Bachete, 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 bachete. Bachete, 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 bachete. Bachete, 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 bachete.
En las 4 de la mañana hasta que el sol se va a ocultar. En las 4 de la mañana hasta que el sol se va a ocultar. El mayoral con su rezo no nos deja descansar. El mayoral con su rezo no nos deja descansar.
That's Nova Lima. That is their first album released in 2003. And the musical collective, four musicians and DJs from Peru originally, but now based all over the world, in Lima, in Barcelona, in London, and in Hong Kong. And the founders, again, Ramon Perez Prieto, Grimaldo del Solar, Rafael Morales, and Carlos Lee Carrillo became friends while in high school in Lima. The children of artists and intellectuals, they were well-educated and well-traveled, and while they grew up listening to the popular and folk music of Latin America, they also shared a fascination for rock, reggae, Latin house, and electronic music. Indeed, without modern technology, Nova Lima may have not developed, as the group came together at a time when the four founders were each living in different parts of the world. From their homes in London, Barcelona, Hong Kong, and Lima, they started emailing song ideas to each other. These long-distance experiments resulted in their 2003 debut album, Nova Lima, the one that I just played to you from. The reception to the album exceeded their wildest expectations, eventually reaching platinum sales status in Peru. And for their next album, they invited more Afro-Peruvian musicians to join the recording sessions. The outcome was Afro, an album that was released worldwide in 2006 to tremendous acclaim and put Nova Lima on the international music map. And the founders of Nova Lima have since returned to Lima and invited some of their favorite Afro-Peruvian musicians to become permanent members of the band. And on their new album, Coba Coba, which I will play for you very soon, Nova Lima expands on the critically acclaimed formula they developed with their two previous recordings while taking their inspiring fusion in new and exciting directions. The album's title is derived from an Afro-Peruvian expression used to incite musicians, just like shouting "go for it" or "take it" to a musician in the midst of a great solo. So again, that was specifically about Coba Coba in the end, what I just read to you, this their latest album. But right now I'm playing to you from their debut album, and let me play for you one more track from there, and then a track from Coba Coba, where I left off for you last week. So in any case, back to the debut album here, Nova Lima. This is another track from there. You are listening to Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR.
Thank you. Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
María del Carmen estaba buena, de repente hocico se quedó. María del Carmen estaba buena, de repente hocico se quedó. Molino, molino, moledor.
You're listening to Kol Noredi Nomadic Voice. This is CITR. You were just listening to, and you are listening in the background to Nova Lima. I was just playing off of their album, Koba Koba. beautiful album. I love it. That's released in 2009 by Kumbancha. And the track that I just played for you is called Koba Guarango, my favorite off of that album. Nova Lima's pioneering blend of soulful Afro-Peruvian rhythms and melodies with the cutting-edge grooves of dub reggae, chilled-out electronica, and funky Latin beats creates an irresistible mashup of old-school traditions and modern trends. And in fact, that's what today's show is all about. Latin beats that take from and are inspired by the traditional, the folk, and fused up with electronica. So, that's today. A few amazing sounding shows to tell you about for the Folk Festival starting July 16th. Well, it's actually July 16th, 17th, and 18th. So, Al-Andalus Ensemble from Morocco and Spain, Andalusian music and dance melding bold innovation with Middle Eastern, North African, and European traditions. Also, Bukman Experience from Haiti, high energy Haitian folk, voodoo music, and Caribbean rhythms fueled by spirituality, activism, and hope. Also, Calexico, and as I'm about to play for you, Gotan, the new Gotan album, they actually team up with Calexico for one of their tracks, and in fact, you can just, it's so clear, you can hear their dusty, windy music there. So Calexico is going to be at the Folk Fest this summer. Prepare for a cinematic road trip complete with desert dust and the traditional sounds of Mexico and the American Southwest. Also, Alex Cuba. Alex layers funk, jazz, and pop over a strong foundation of Cuban elements to create a fresh take on Latin music. So those are just a few of the upcoming shows going to be featured at the Folk Festival happening July 16th, 17th, and 18th. So I'll tell you more about those concerts, other concerts to come, and also about the Jazz Fest. But first of all, let's get back to the music. So, Gotan Project. They are a musical group based in Paris, consisting of musicians Philippe Cohen Salal, who's French, Eduardo Makarov, who's Argentinian, and Christophe Mueller, who is Swiss. They formed in 1999, and their first release was Vuelvo al Sur in 2000, followed by the album La Revancha del Tango in 2001. Their music is clearly tango, but also uses electronic elements like samples, beats, and breaks. Live material was broadcast on Gil Peterson's World Music Show Worldwide on BBC One in May 2004. Philippe Cohen Solal has also released a DJ set called Inspiración, Espiración, and this was in 2004. This album is a compilation of classic tangos from the likes of Aníbal Troilo and Astor Piazzolla, and Gotan Project remixes. The latest, well, this is actually, I'm reading to you from an older biography online. So here it says, the latest Gotan Project album, Lunatico, which is no longer valid because I'm going to play for you from the latest one, which is Tango 3.0. The Lunatico was released in April 2006. It was recorded in Buenos Aires and Paris, and features collaborations with musicians such as Calexico and Gustavo Bedelman. It keeps the emphasis firmly on classical tango with a sophisticated mixing and sampling. The name Gotan comes from a form of wordplay very common in Rioplatan Spanish argot named Vesre. This wordplay involves the reversal of syllables, and thus the word tango becomes Gotan, the name the trio have chosen for their project. So, without further ado, let me play for you from their latest album called Tango 3.0. I'm going to play for you their second track called Revuela. See what you think of this. You're listening to Con Nodadi Nomadic Voice, and this is CITR.
Cayuela, capítulo 7. Me miras, de cerca me miras, cada vez más de cerca. Y entonces jugamos al cíclope. Miramos cada vez más de cerca y los ojos se agrandan. Se acercan entre sí, se superponen. Los ciclos que se miran, respirando confundidos. Grave ocupación que es jugar cuando se buscan otras cuerdas. Simplemente para embellecer lo cotidiano, al iluminarlo bruscamente de otra manera, sacarlo de sus casillas, definirlo de nuevo y mejor. Cerrar los ojos para deshacerlo todo y recomenzar. Exactamente con tu boca que sonríe por debajo de la que mi mano te dibuja.
So what do you think of that? That is Goten Project's latest album, Tango 3.0. I was just playing for you the piece, Revuela, and I think this is a really pretty album. I was very excited when I heard they were coming out with a new album, much anticipated by myself and by lots of their fans. It's a really pretty album. It hasn't surprised me so much. There hasn't been too much innovation, not so different from the first two albums in terms of the rhythm, in terms of experimentation. But if you are a Goten fan, then you will definitely enjoy this album. And when you think of new world music, like, you know, the kind of collaging and mix matching and fusion of different genres and elements, you definitely think of electronica and how electronica can be, you know, integrated into older, more classical elements. And so when you think of this new genre, if we can say that, of world music, then definitely Goten comes to mind, with the merging of DJ culture with music, with folkloric and traditional musical spaces. So it turns into this kind of world music, worldwide underground. And much like Nova Lima, actually. So this is a really interesting musical space, this whole DJ culture fusing with classical and folk and just very traditional elements. And some people who are purists are not so into that, but some people do it right. Some musicians do it right. And Nova Lima and Goten definitely create interesting landscapes with what they have chosen to do. So again, I've been playing to you from Goten, Tango 3.0. So let's listen to a little bit more of this album. This song is called Tu Misterio. You're listening to Kol Noredi on CITR.
Thank you. escapando porque no me queda nada. Tironean los recuerdos en mi alma atormentada. Me retumba el corazón como caja destemplada, persiguiendo un resplandor a través de la quebrada. De plata en el horizonte, voy galopando sin saber a dónde. Hoy llegó un mensajero, las alforjas en llamas, sin sacarse el sombrero. Dejó caer su puñal. Me acaricia el rumor del agua entre las piedras, fluye desde el interior, desde el centro de la tierra. Busco el jardín de las flores blancas, pisaste detrás de aquella barranca.
So that was my favorite song off of this new album of Tango 3.0. That song was called El Mensajero. Again, that was Goten Project, their newest album. You're listening to Cole Norodi, and thank you for tuning in. Today's music is all about Latin music that is drawing from its folk and more classical core roots and remixing it with electronica and new kind of beats. I'd love to hear from you. The number is 822-2487. I'm giving you a little taste of what else is on this album, but I think I picked the best tracks to share for you. The last one is definitely my favorite. Those female vocals, they're so beautiful. I wish I knew who that was singing, and I can't find out. I can't find that anywhere. In any case, I'm going to play for you a song right now called Reflejo de Luna. Now, this is a kind of one-time, one-hit wonder. Is that what it's called? One-hit wonder? I love this song. It's El Alacrán. I don't know much about them, but they have this song that is just beautiful on a compilation album, on a Putumayo album. So I'm going to play that for you right now. It's called Reflejo de Luna, a beautiful Latin loungy kind of piece. Enjoy.
Color, eres calor. calor.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Alrighty. I really love jazz. I wish to know more about it. A standard jazz like that on that show promo for the jazz show. That is really pretty stuff. Okay, so speaking of jazz, just a reminder of the few of the really amazing sounding gigs coming up for the Jazz Fest. So I'm going to highlight a few, actually, of the more international genre bending kind of jazz shows that I think sound really great. So, Swami, electropop meets UK Indian Bhangra roots on the dance floor. So that's Thursday, July 1st at the Commodore. And for any more information on any of these shows that I'm telling you about, go to coastaljazz.ca. Celso Machado Solo, so that's coming up tomorrow. He is a local here, if I believe. I'm pretty sure he's a local legend. Celso Machado Solo, infectious vocals, irresistible rhythms, and inspired lunacy. With Julian Legge Group, genre-bending jazz, classical and folk elements. I love how different genres of music that people don't know how to classify or pin down fit under jazz. So you get a lot of world music, world, in quotation marks, music gigs in Jazz Fest. So that's why they're so amazing often. Who else? Raul Midon, a great songwriting blending flamenco, jazz, and R&B musician. That is tonight at Performance Works at Granville Island. It's $28. Who else? Fernanda Cunha, Brazil, Canada. Brazilian vocalist, creates a multicultural post-bossa groove. And Ray Piper and Fantasia, authentic Brazilian music, Latin jazz, and originals. And here on Friday, July 2nd, Strunz and Farah says, think Gypsy Kings, but more daring, more astonishing. I totally don't agree with that. But they are really, really, they're brilliant. They're brilliant on their instruments, and it is much like Gypsy Kings, I guess, with the gypsy-ish sound, much more meandering, and perhaps much more jazzy and less formulaic, but I wouldn't say more astonishing. Still interesting to listen to. So that's Strunz and Farah, and Joyce Moreno, one of the greatest singers of all time, says Antonio Carlos Jobim. So that is quite a good reference there. That's Friday, July 2nd at BC Honda Dealers Classic Sounds at the Center. So for any more information on those gigs, check out coastaljazz.ca. And you are listening to Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice here. Thank you very much for tuning in. Kol Noradi airs every or most Sundays from 11 to 12 noon. All right, onwards here. We only have a few minutes left, but I did want to play some Miguel Bosé. So I love this album. It's Papito, and I played it before on Kol Noradi. So if you listen to this show, then you'll likely recognize or get really excited when you hear the intro to these two pieces that I've selected. Otherwise, he is a really, really well-known Spanish character in pop culture. He's more than just a musician. He is, well, a Latin Grammy-winning musician and an actor from Spain, one of the biggest stars in the Spanish-speaking world mainstream, both in Spain and Latin America, and a well-known actor in French cinema as well. So he's a very, very dramatic, very promising origins, if we can say. He was born in Panama City, the son of the famous Italian actress Lucia Bosé and the legendary bullfighter Luis Miguel González Lucas. His godfather was Visconti, the filmmaker. So maybe he had it in the stars or whatnot, but you see what you think of his music. So this is Miguel Bosé with Este Mundo Va. He's singing here. He sings a lot of duets on this album, and that's why it's a very interesting album. He sings with Leonor Watling. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Y a quien no se entera que somos los mismos envueltos en novedad.
Me dices cambiar, sin embargo, tu entusiasmo sigue ahí. No me has preguntado si me da igual o no.
Oh no. De lo que se pierde voy a acostumbrarme aunque me cueste.
Dame al menos el tiempo que respire. No es un arte fácil prometer. Dame al menos el tiempo de despedirme.
Porque en un mundo que va.
Y no de largo, y hay quien no se entera que somos los mismos envueltos en novedad. Amén.
has preguntado si me da igual o no. Primavera, y mi otoño, me estío y me invierno, me adapto con serenidad.
Dame al menos dos oportunidades,
y tus ojos me verán crecer. Dame al menos un par de posibilidades, porque en un mundo que va.
My apologies if that sounded a little bit scratched up there. I think that's because when I looked at the CD, it actually looked so scratched up. It looked like some kind of like contemporary art piece or something like that. So if it sounded a little buggered, that's because of that. I played this album so many times. It's beautiful. That was Miguel Bosé and Leonor Watling. Just wanted to let you know, I forgot to make this announcement before. There is an Ethiopian culture festival, arts and culture festival, happening August 28th in Richmond Park Edmonds Community Center. It's August 28th, Richmond Park Edmonds Community Center, an Ethiopian arts and culture festival. There's going to be some music, beautiful music there, Ethiopian music as well as other music. For more information, call 604-729-0448. That's 604-729-0448 for more information on the Ethiopian Culture and Arts Festival. So just going to leave you off here with a little bit more Miguel Bosé. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice. So lovely to have you out there on the airwaves listening. And see you next Sunday from 11 to 12 on Kol Noradi, CITR 101.9 FM. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Más allá de ti, sí, mucho más allá.